Will you please turn to 1 Timothy?
请我们翻开提摩太前书。
1 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章。
We will read from verse 8.
从第八节。
verse 10.
到第十节。
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8.
提摩太前书第四章第八节。
Exercise thyself unto piety or godliness. For bodily exercise is profitable for a little. But piety or godliness is profitable for everything, having promise of life of the present one and of that to come.
操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。
The word is faithful and worthy of all acceptation.
这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
For this we labor and suffer reproach, because we hope in a living God, who is preserver of all men, especially of those that believe.
我们劳苦努力正是为此，因我们的指望在乎永生的神，他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。
And will you please turn to Hebrews?
我们再翻到希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 5,
希伯来书第五章
verses 13 and 14,
十三十四两节。
For everyone that partakes of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe.
凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。
But solid food belongs to full-grown men who are count of habit, have their senses exercised for distinguishing both good and evil.
唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练得通达，就能分辨好歹了。
May we have a further word of prayer?
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, we do want to thank thee for gathering us together this morning.
主，早上我们感谢你把我们召聚在你的跟前。
We are gathered unto thy name.
我们是奉你的名来聚集。
Where thy name is, there is thy presence.
那里奉你的名，那里就有你的同在。
There is nothing that we love more than thy own presence.
我们实在最爱的就是你的同在。
We pray that this morning thou wilt speak.To our hearts.
我们祈求今天你向我们心中说话。
May thy spirit quicken thy written word.
让你的灵把这些话在我们里面照亮。
And make it life and spirit to us.
这些话成为我们的灵与生命。
We open ourselves to thee, Lord.
主啊，我们向你完全地打开自己。
May thy work be done in us.As it is in heaven.
让你的工作成就在我们身上，如同成就在天上一样。
And we will give thee all the glory.
我们把一切的荣耀归给你。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for gathering us together this morning.
感谢神把我们聚集在这里。
I often feel that any opportunity of gathering is a special grace of God.
我实在觉得每一次我们能够聚在一起是神特别的恩典。
I believe that God is preparing us for His imminent return.
我们实在觉得主在预备他那马上的快来。
We are looking forward to see him.
我们实在迫切的愿意他回来。
And we thank him for giving us every opportunity to be ready for him.
我们感谢他给我们这样的机会能够预备好来迎接他。
This time, as I waited before the Lord,
这一次当我等候在主跟前的时候,
I felt that the Lord wants us to share together on this matter of spiritual exercise.
我感觉到主愿意我跟大家交通到属灵的操练。
I believe we all know what is bodily exercise.
我相信我们都知道什么是身体的锻炼。
Especially in California, I realize that people are very conscious of that.
啊，特别是在加州，大家都很注重运动。
People are using every means to exercise their bodies.
人用各样的方法来锻炼他们的身体。
Bodily exercise is important.
身体的操练是重要。
You may eat well, you may sleep well.
你可以吃得好，可以睡得好。
But if you do not exercise yourself,
但如果你自己没有好好的操练的话
，Well, you know what will happen.
你知道问题就来了。
You will be fat, you will be unhealthy, and you will easily get sick.
你就会很胖，很胖，不健康，很容易生病。
So the Apostle Paul says.Bodily exercise is profitable for a little.
所以使徒保罗说操练身体益处还少。
Yes, it is profitable.
是有益处。
But the profit is only a little.
但只是一点点的益处。
It is little because it is little in measure and in time.
因为这是在时间在这一点点的益处。
Because it does affect your body.
因为这实在能够影响我们的身体。
And it also affects when you are still alive on this earth.
也影响你在地上仍然活着的时候有影响。
And brothers and sisters, I do believe that we are not conscious of bodily exercise.
但是很多时候我们都不自觉的我们在那里只有一点身体的操练。
We all know that our mindneeds to be exercised.
但是我们有没有知道我们的心思需要操练
?That is the reason why we need to study.
这就是我们为什么要读书。
We need to gather informations.
我们需要得到很多的知识。
We need to be wise.
我们需要有智慧。
That is very important.
这是非常重要的。
But the more you get informations,
但是你越得到一些的知识
，the more you become wise，
你越好像有智慧。
Now listen to the wisest man in this world。
你听现地上最有智慧的人说
，Solomon，
所罗门
，He is the wisest of men。
他是最有智慧的人。
He tried everything。
他尝试了所有的事情。
He thought through。Everything.
他想透过每一件事。
And he came to the conclusion.
他来这样的结论。
Vanity of vanity.
虚空的虚空。
All is vanity.
都是虚空的。
It is the vexation of heart and the pursuit of wind.
就都是在捕风，都是在捉影。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
there is another exercise.
还有一种的操练。
Which the scripture emphasizes.
是圣经里面特别提到的。
It is the exercise of our spirit.
是操练我们的灵。
It is called exercise unto piety or godliness.
就是唯独敬虔的操练。
We need to exercise our spirit.
我们需要来操练我们的灵。
That we may be like Christ.
我们能够像我们的主耶稣。
We may be like God.
我们能够像神。
And this exercise is the most important of all.
这个操练乃是最重要的。
Because the Bible tells us.
因为圣经告诉我们。
exercise unto godliness is profitable. Not only is profitable for life.
这里说唯独敬虔的操练凡事都有益处，不但有今生。
It is profitable in all things.
就是凡事都有益处。
Especially for life.
特别是为了生命。
And you know the word life here is not the ordinary word life.
因为这里讲到来生，这个生是不是一般的那个生命的生命。
The life here is Zoe.
因为这里的生命是希腊文那个 Zoe 这个字。
And Zoe means divine life.
因为这一个是讲到神的生命。
Spiritual life.
是属灵的生命。
So you find that exercise unto godliness is profitable to that spiritual life.
这里讲到唯独敬虔的操练乃是叫属灵的成长生命。
And this spiritual life is not only for this age, but for eternity.
因为这一个属灵的生命不单只为了今生，也为了永远。
So its profit is beyond description.
所以这一个益处是超越我们能够讲述的。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
unfortunately, we find that among God's people,
很可惜在神的儿女们当中,
we are supposed to be people who exercise our spirit.
我们应该是那些操练灵的人。
But have we done that?
那我们有没有这样操练呢?
Now you must remember what is exercise.
你要记住什么叫做操练呢?
Exercise is something that you put your heart into it.
操练乃是把你的心放在其上。
Exercise must be done diligently.
操练是要非常的殷勤。
And it must be done continuously.
而且是要继续不断的做。
And when you exercise, you have to exercise according to rule.
当你要锻炼、操练的时候，你要根据这个规则来操练。
Sometimes you have to go to a gymnasium under a coach to tell you what you need to be exercised and how.
有的时候你要去运动馆，那让你有教练来帮助你怎么样来操练。
Because irregular exercise may hurt you.
因为普通一般的操练有的时候你会受伤。
Instead of helping you,
不但没有帮你，你还会受伤。
So in spiritual exercise,
所以当叫属灵的操练
，we need to exercise diligently.
我们需要殷勤的操练。
We need to exercise constantly.
我们要不断的操练。
We need to exercise.Under the direction of our divine coach.
我们需要在属灵的教练的底下指导底下来操练。
And you know who our divine coach is.
你知道那属神的教练是谁呢?
It is none but the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵。
Thank God when we believe in the Lord Jesus.
感谢神当我们信主耶稣的时候。
He not only forgive our sins.
他不单只赦免了我们的罪。
He has also given us his life.
他把他的生命也给了我们。
We are all born from above.
我们都是从上面重生的。
We all have his life in us.
我们里面都有他的生命。
And you remember our Lord Jesus said,
你记得我们的主曾经说,
He comes to give life.And give it more abundant.
他说他来是要叫我们得生命并且得得更丰盛。
Not only he will give us his life,
不单只他要把他的生命给我们,
but he wants that life in us to grow into abundance.
他要我们的生, 他的生命在我们里面成长到丰盛。
Now how can our spiritual life grow?
我们属灵的生命怎么样能够成长呢?
We need to exercise it.
我们需要操练。
And we need to exercise it under the direction of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要在圣灵的指导下来操练。
And this will enable to know the life of God and know it more abundantly.
这样我们就能够知道认识神的生命，也得得更丰盛。
Unfortunately, we find in Christianity today,
很可惜今天在基督教的范围里面，
there are lots of activities and lots of teachings.
在那边有许多的活动，许多的教导。
But when you look at all these teachings and activities,
当你看到这些的教导与这些的活动，
you discover one thing.
你发现有一件事，
and they are all catered even to your body or to your soul.
他们都是对着你的身体或者你的魂。
When people talk about worship,
当人讲到敬拜的时候，
they think of a cathedral.
他们就讲到这个大的这个教堂，
with all these stained glasses.
哦，那些的彩色的玻璃，
and it's not very light.
那里面光不是很明亮。
And there are all kinds of pictures there.
那有很多美丽的图画。
And when you get into that place, oh, you have a sense of worship.
哦，当你进到那个场所里面，你就有敬拜的感觉。
And during the time of worship, you find all kinds of actions.
在敬拜的里面，你看有很多的活动。
You will stand up, you will kneel down, and you will do all kinds of physical exercise.
一下子站起来，一下子跪下，好像有很多身体的运动。
But brothers and sisters, these are catered to our bodies.
弟兄姊妹，这都是对着你的身体。
It may rise above you a sense of secrecy, of mystery.
里面有一种神秘的感觉。
But it is far from the spirit.
这实在离灵很远。
And you find in modern times,
那你现在现代的
In order to attract young people,
为了要吸引年轻人
you have to all kinds of things being done.
有很多的事情。
You have all these soulish songs.
你看那个有很多这些激动人魂的诗歌。
It tries to stir up your emotion.
来挑动你的情绪。
And make you feel that you are high.
叫你感觉到很高昂。
These are catered only to your body and to your soul.
这都是针对你的身体跟你的魂。
And they are all teachings about prosperity gospel.
他们现在也讲到成功福音。
So it is trying to boost your ego.
就把你里面那一个人的自己来提高。
It tries to make you feel good about yourself.
叫你自己觉得自己非常的。
That's positive thinking.
就是正面的很多来思想。
But brothers and sisters, is your spirit being touched?
弟兄姊妹，你的灵摸到被摸到吗？
Is your spirit being increased?
你的灵生命成长了吗？
Is your spirit growing?
你的灵的生命长大了吗？
That is a very serious question.
这是一个非常严肃的问题。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
Christians today do not know how to have spiritual exercise.
今天的基督徒不认识什么叫做属灵的操练。
And because of this lack of spiritual exercise,
因为缺乏了这属灵的操练，
even though we do have life,
虽然我们有生命，
but we remain as babes,
但我们仍然是婴孩。
We do not grow spiritually,
我们生命属灵生命没有成长。
We do not grow in Christ,
我们没有在主里面成长。
We do not enjoy abundant life of Christ Jesus.
我们没有办法享受基督那丰盛的生命。
We lack spiritual exercise.
我们缺乏了属灵的操练。
And this spiritual exercise must be done daily.
这个属灵的操练需要每天的 在那里
must be done continuously，
要不断的操练
and must be done under the direction of the Holy Spirit，
要在圣灵的指导下来操练。
Are we doing it？
我们有没有这样操练呢？
How do we do it？
我们如何的来操练呢？
And this is something that we would like to share together this time，
这也是这几次愿意跟大家分享的。
Will you please turn to the book of Romans?
请大家翻开罗马书。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章。
Verses 1 and 2.
第一、第二两节。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the compassions of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your intelligent service, or, in some version, your spiritual worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。正理也说，你们如此侍奉乃是一个属灵的敬拜。
And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
Now concerning this matter of spiritual exercise，
当我们讲到属灵的操练，
What is the first lesson？
头一个功课是什么？
According to the word of God， the first spiritual exercise of a believeris consecration.
每一个信徒第一个属灵的操练乃是奉献。
Thank God we are saved.
感谢神我们今天蒙恩了。
Thank God we have His life in us.
感谢神我们里面有了他的生命。
Thank God for the redemption of our Lord Jesus.
我们感谢神他对我们的救赎，借着主耶稣。
Now after we are saved，
当我们得救以后
，after we are redeemed，
当我们被救赎了
，what should we do？ What is our first response？
我们头一个的反应应该是怎么样
？We often say consecration is the first Christian experience。
我们常说，奉献乃是基督徒的头一个经历。
Before you believe in the Lord Jesus，
当你没有信主耶稣以前，
you may have many experiences，
你可能有许多的经历，
but you have no spiritual experience，
但是你没有属灵的经历。
You have no experience with the Lord，
你跟主当中没有经历。
You have no experience with spiritual life，
你没有经历到属灵的生命。
But thank God, now we are saved.
但是感谢神，我们如今得救了。
Now we have His life in us.
如今我们有他的生命在我们里面。
And having His life, we are able to have spiritual experience.
我们有了他的生命，我们就能够有属灵的经历。
And we need to exercise immediately.
我们需要马上的来操练。
You remember when God delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt?
我们都知道，当神拯救以色列人出埃及的时候，
By the blood of the Lamb, the Passover.
借着逾越节的羔羊的血，
You find they are delivered from death.
他们从死的里面给拯救过来。
And the Lord led them out of Egypt.
主带他们出埃及。
The first thing that God said to them after they are delivered.
他们得拯救出来，头一件神向他们说的事。
In Exodus chapter 13.
在出埃及第十三章里面。
Because before that you find how God delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt.
之前你看到神如何救他的百姓出埃及。
And after they are delivered,
当他们出埃及之后,
the first thing that God spoke to them,
神首先向他们说的话,
God said, set apart your firstborn.
说你们要把首生头生的分别出来。
The firstborn belong to me.
因为头生的是要归给我。
Because God delivered them.
因为神拯救了他们。
The firstborn there represents the whole family.
因为头生的就代表整个的家。
So in the New Testament.
所以在新约的里面。
After we are saved.
当我们被拯救之后。
What is the first word of God to us?
神对我们首先说的话是什么呢?
The first word is present your bodies.A living sacrifice.
神说将身体献上当作活祭。
I believe, brothers and sisters, you all know.
我相信弟兄姊妹你们都知道。
From Romans chapter 1 to Romans chapter 11.
我马书从一章到第十一章。
They tells us of the compassion, the mercies of God.
就想到神的怜悯，神在我们身上的恩典。
We who were dead in sins and transgressions.
我们本来是在罪跟过犯里面死亡。
How God saved us through His beloved Son.
神乃是借着他的爱子拯救了我们。
He not only died for our sins.
他不单只为我们的罪死了。
That our sins may be all forgiven.
叫我们的罪得着赦免。
But on the cross.
在十字架上
Our Lord Jesus not only bore our sins in His body
我们的主不单只在肉身来承受我们的罪
But He also took all the Adamic race with Him and were crucified
他也把我们一切身上亚当的这个族类带在他的身上一同钉在十字架上
So He delivered us from the power of sin.
所以他救我们脱离罪的权势。
Not only that,
不单只是这样。
He justifies us, He sanctifies us, and He glorifies us.
而且他叫我们因称我们为义，叫我们得荣耀，叫我们成圣。
How among all people He has chosen us for Himself.
他为了他自己拣选了我们
And he wanted us to be conformed to the image of his beloved son
他叫我们能够给磨成他儿子的形象
That his son may be the firstborn among many brethren
叫他的儿子在众子当中做长子
So from Romans 1 to 11 it tells us of the manifold mercies of God
所以在罗马一到十一章那个讲到主各样的恩典与怜悯。
And after we have received all these compassions and mercies,
当我们这样得着神的恩典与怜悯
,what shall we do?
我们应该做什么呢
?Present your bodies a living sacrifice.
将身体献上当作活祭。
This is holy.
这是圣洁的。
You know, people seek for holiness.
因为今天很多人在那里追求圣洁。
But here you find how can you be holy?
这里就告诉我们，我们如何能够成圣呢？
How can you be separated for God?
如何能够分别归给神呢？
Present your bodies a living sacrifice.
将身体献上当作活祭。
This is holy.
这是圣洁的。
Not only that.
不单止这样。
It is acceptable to God.
这是神所喜悦的。
You know, we often do many things.
今天我们做很多的事情。
We think that we are doing for God.
我们以为我们是为神而做的。
But will God accept what we do?
神悦纳我们所做的吗？
Not everything that we do, he will accept.
不是我们做的每一件事情他都悦纳的。
Not everything that we do, even in his name, he will accept.
甚至许多我们奉他的名所做的他都不悦纳。
We can in his name preach the gospel.
我们可以奉他的名传福音。
We can in his name cast out demons.
我们可以奉他的名赶鬼。
We can in his name do miracles.
我们奉他的名行神迹。
But you remember what our Lord said in Matthew?
你记得主在马太福音里面怎么说呢?
In Matthew chapter 7,
在马太第七章那里告诉我们,
The Lord said, I do not know you.
主说我不认识你们。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
How can we be acceptable to him?
我们如何的能蒙他的悦纳呢?
I believe we all want to be acceptable by God.
我们都愿意神悦纳我们。
Now here is the way.
这里就是这条路。
Present your body as a living sacrifice.
将身体献上当作活祭。
This is acceptable to him.
这是他所喜悦的。
Not only that.
不单只这样。
But this is our reasonable service.
这是理所当然的侍奉。
You want to serve God?
你愿意侍奉神吗?
It begins with present your body as a living sacrifice.
是从将身体献上当作活祭开始。
If you do not consecrate yourself to him,
如果你没有把自己献给他,
you haven't begun to serve him.
你还没有开始侍奉他。
And in some version he said, it is our spiritual worship.
有的翻译本这里说是属灵的敬拜。
We who are redeemed,By him.
我们这些被他救赎过来的人
We want to worship him.
我们要敬拜他
But God is a spirit.
但神是个灵
And he who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth.
敬拜他的乃要用心灵跟诚实
Consecration is our spiritual worship.
奉献乃是我们属灵的敬拜
So consecration is the first Christian experience.
所以奉献乃是基督徒头一个属灵的经历。
And it is our first spiritual exercise.
这也是我们头一个属灵的操练。
There is a difference.
这里有一个分别。
In the Old Testament time,
在旧约的时候
they were people under law.
这些人是在律法底下。
Therefore, you find God demanded that they set apart their firstborn.
所以神就要求他们要把首生的分别出来。
Because it was the right of God.
因为这是神的主权。
But in the New Testament,
但是在新约的里面,
consecration is not according to law, but according to grace.
奉献不是根据律法,乃是根据恩典。
By right of redemption, he could demand every one of us to present our body a living sacrifice.
因着他的救赎，主有权利要求我们每个人将身体献上当作活祭。
He has bought us with a price.
他已经为我们出了数价。
Whether you want to live for him afterwards or not, you have no right to choose.
你要为他而活。或者不为他而活，你没有自己的选择权。
Because he has redeemed you.
因为他已经救赎了你。
He has every right to demand you to present your bodies a living sacrifice.
他有权利要求你将自己献上归给他。
But he does not do that.
但他没有这样做。
Because he puts us under grace.
因为他把我们放在恩典的底下。
By right, you are his.
从主权上来讲，你是他的。
You have to live for him.
你要为他而活。
You have to live according to what he says.
你要根据他所说的而活。
But he sets us free.
但他叫我们得自由。
You can still live whatever way you want to live.
你可以任意选择你生活的方式。
Even after he has redeemed you.
虽然他已经救赎了你。
You can go free.
你可以有自由。
It is his love that constrains us.
是他的爱在那里激励了我们。
So the Apostle Paul said, I beseech you.
所以使徒保罗说，我劝你们。
I beg of you.
我请求你们。
It is as if there is no right at all.
好像那里主没有这样的权利要求我们一样。
But God is using His love to melt us.
但是神是用他的爱来融化我们。
When we are melted by His love,
当我们被他的爱来融化的时候，
we cannot live for ourselves anymore.
我们就不能够再为自己而活。
We have to live for Him.
我们要为他而活。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
this is consecration.
这是奉献。
And this is the first spiritual exercise.
这是头一个属灵的操练。
I wonder if every one of us here this morning has done that.
不知道在座的是不是每一位都已经奉献了呢?
If you haven't done that,
如果你还没有,
you haven't begun your Christian life.
你还没有开始你属灵的生活。
No matter how many years you have believed in the Lord Jesus,
不管你信了主多久,
you haven't started yet.
你还没有开始。
This is the starting point.
这是开始。
Why is it so important that we do this?
为什么这件事情这么重要？
When I was young,
当我年轻的时候,
when I was first saved,
当我刚得救的时候,
I was at a conference.
我在一个特别聚会的里面,
and the last day of the conference, the speaker always speaks on consecration.
因为每一个这样的特会, 最后一堂讲员都是讲奉献。
And a large map of China was hanging on the wall.
墙上挂了一幅很大的中国地图。
And the preacher began to preach.
然后这个传道人就开始讲。
Now you are saved.
现在你得救了。
Now you have to consecrate yourself.
你现在要奉献。
You have to present your bodies to God.
你要把你的身体献给神。
To serve Him.
侍奉他。
To preach the gospel.
去传福音。
That is what you have to do.
这是你一定要做的。
And he said, you can choose where you want to serve.
然后你可以去选择你去哪里侍奉。
I was just saved.
我刚刚得救。
After a whole year of seeking earnestly to be saved.
我那个时候寻求过一年希望能够得救。
I was so filled with the love of Christ.
我里面实在感觉到主的爱。
And I was 15.
那个时候我15岁。
So naturally I said, I want to go to the furthest place to prove my love to the Lord.
我说我要到最远的地方来证明我对主的爱。
And the preacher said, you can come to the platform, point your finger to the place where you will serve.
然后传道人说你可以上讲台上把你的手指到你要去的地方。
So I marched to the platform, point my finger on Mongolia.
所以我就抄到前面，把我的手指到蒙古。
Because at that time I thought Mongolia was the farthest place, the most difficult place.
那时候我觉得蒙古是最遥远、最艰难的地方。
I have never been to Mongolia.
我从来没有去过蒙古。
But my consecration was true.
但我的奉献是真的。
It is out of my heart.
是从我心里面出来的。
Actually, I have prepared myself to do that.
我是预备好了这样做。
But God interfered.
但是神来干涉。
Because this is not God's will for me.
因为这不是神在我身上的旨意。
But anyway, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
what is consecration?
奉献是什么呢？
Consecration is not doing something for God.
奉献不是为神做什么。
Consecration is letting God do everything in you.
奉献乃是让神在你身上做一切。
Now that is consecration.
这是奉献。
In other words, you present your bodies a living sacrifice.
换句话，你将身体献上当作活祭。
In the Old Testament time, when a person was thankful to God,
在旧约，当人要感谢神的时候，
he would take out of his flock or out of his ox, he will present that animal.To God.
他乃是从牛群羊群里面献一只祭给神。
He will bring that animal to the altar.
他把这个祭牲带到坛上。
Tied it to the corner of the altar.
他绑在坛的脚上。
And then that animal will be killed.
这个祭牲被杀。
And will be put on the altar.
然后放在祭坛上。
And the fire will burn it until it is reduced to ashes.
祭坛的火把它烧成灰。
In other words,
换句话说，
this animal was mine.
这个祭牲是我的。
I have the right over this animal.
我在这个祭牲上有主权。
But now I give it to God.
现在我把它献给神。
Now it's yours.
现在是你的。
So it is burned into ashes.
所以就被烧成灰。
That God may be satisfied.
叫神的心得着满足。
Now, in the New Testament time,
在新约的里面，
it is much better.
比这个更美。
Instead of taking an animal,
不用拿一个祭牲，
you present yourself.God.
你把你自己献给神。
The reason why is to present your bodies.
这里特别说将身体献上。
Because our body, we live by our body.
因为我们是活在身体的里面。
So, you live by your body, now this body is presented to God.
你借着这个身体来生活，所以你把这个身体献给神。
It means that your whole being is now presented to God.
也就是说你整个人献给神了。
It is a sacrifice.
这是一个祭。
Why do you call it a sacrifice?
为什么这里说做一个活祭呢？
It is not kill.
因为这里没有说把它杀死。
And yet it is a sacrifice.
但这是一个祭。
Because it's out of your hand and put into the hand of God.
因为是你松手了，把自己放在神的手中。
You give up your right.
你放弃了你一切的主权。
And let God has the right over your life.
让神在你生命的里面完全掌权。
So it is a sacrifice.
所以这是一个祭。
But it is a living sacrifice.
但是是一个活祭。
In other words, every day,You give yourself to God.
每一天你把自己献给神。
He has every right over your life.
他在你的生命里面有所有的主权。
He can do anything he wants with you.
他可以在你身上任他的意思而行。
Now do not be afraid.
你不要怕。
Because God is love.
因为神是爱。
Everything does in your life is the best.
他所做的每一件事都是最好的。
He wants you to have fullness.
他要你得着丰满。
This is consecration.
这是奉献。
Now have you done that?
你奉献了吗？
Consecration is a door.
奉献乃是一个门。
Now, what do you mean by a door?
为什么说是一个门呢？
Because a door is a place where you cross over.
因为这个门是你要进入的。
Outside of the door and inside of the door.
是在门里跟门外。
And when you cross the threshold of the door, you are inside.
当你进了这个门的这个范围，你就进来了。
Formerly,You belong to yourself.
以前你是属于你自己的。
You live for yourself.
你为自己而活。
You decide what you want to do.
你决定你要做什么事。
But now, you cross the the threshold.
但现在你过了这个界限了。
You give yourself to God.
你把自己交给神了。
Now it is God.
现在你是神的。
So you are in consecration.
所以你现在你们在这个奉献的里面。
And now you can go on the way of consecration.
所以你就可以走奉献之路。
So consecration is not only a door, but it is a way.
所以奉献不单单是那个门，也是一条路。
You have to cross the threshold.
你一定要进这个门。
There must be once that you really give yourself to the Lord.
你一定要有一次真正的把自己献给神。
But that doesn't mean that's it.
这也不是说你献过一次就行了。
That's the beginning.
这只是开始。
You have a long way to go yet.
你还有一条很长的路要走。
Because consecration comes in three steps.
因为奉献有三个步骤。
Three stages.
是三个阶段。
The first stage, you consecrate yourself in your heart.
头一个阶段是在你心里面的奉献。
From the very center of your heart, you are touched by the love of God.
在你心中最深处，你让神的爱摸着你。
So you give yourself to Him.
所以你就把你自己献给他。
But you do not know what is involved.
但你不知道这包括什么。
You do not know what will happen.
你也不知道到底有什么事情会发生。
All you know is you are touched by the love of Christ.
你只知道你让神的爱来摸着你。
This is your first love.
这是你起初的爱。
So you give yourself to Him.
所以你把你自己交给他。
But you know, you do not know what will happen.
你不知道有什么事情发生。
It is the heart desire.
这是你里面的心愿。
Now that is the first stage.
这是头一个阶段。
That means that now you are beginning to go the way of consecration.
你现在就开始来走奉献的路。
Put it in another way. In the second stage.
就是说在第二个阶段。
Because you have consecrated yourself.Willingly and voluntarily to God.
因为你是自愿的，甘心的把自己献给神。
God accepted.
神接纳。
And after He has accepted your consecration,
当神悦纳了你的奉献之后，
Now He will make it real.
他现在就要当真了。
He will congratulate and continually make you a consecrated person.
所以他就继续很成功的叫你成为一个奉献的人。
Now consecration is in seriousness.
现在这个奉献是非常严肃的。
Why is it so?
为什么是这样呢？
Because God will never violate your will.
因为神从来不违背你的意志。
He created us with a free will.
他给你一个自由的意志。
And He honors that will.
他实在是尊重你的意志。
He has many things to do in your life.
他在你的生命里面要做工。
He wants to bless you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus.
他要在基督耶稣里面把天上各样的属灵福气都给你。
But he will not force you.
但他不强迫我们。
Until you are willing.
直到你愿意。
Then he will start to work.
他就开始工作。
So you find consecration is important.
所以你看到奉献是多么重要。
Consecration in the beginning is a willingness.
奉献一开始是要学习愿意。
And because you are willing to consecrate yourself to the Lord.
因为你愿意把自己献给神。
So now he's going to work.
现在就开始动工了。
Now the spiritual exercise of consecration begins.
现在这个奉献的属灵操练开始了。
Now your spirit begins to exercise.
如今你的灵就开始运
作。Now the Holy Spirit in your spirit began to speak.
所以圣灵就在你的灵里面开始说话。
And he begins to direct you.
就开始指导你。
He begins to instruct you.
开始来指挥你。
After you are saved.
当你得救之后。
After you consecrate your life to the Lord.
当你把自己奉献给神的时候。
The Holy Spirit will begin to touch your spirit.
圣灵就开始摸到你的灵。
Because the Bible says,
因为圣经说,
He is the anointing within you.
那个在你里面,那个恩膏在你里面。
He will teach you in all things.
说这个恩膏在凡事上要教导你。
In small things as well as in big things.
在大事小事上都教导你。
And if you listen to the voice of the Spirit,
如果你真是听圣灵的声音,
now you abide in Christ.
你就住在主里面。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
the Holy Spirit within us will begin to speak to us, to our spirit.
在圣灵在我们的里面向我们的灵说话。
And he will make your consecration real.
他就叫你的奉献成为真实。
You say you have consecrated yourself to the Lord.
你说你已经把自己献给神了。
Now how do you know?
你怎么知道是真的呢?
The Holy Spirit will work in us tenderly according to his wisdom.
圣灵在你的里面很柔嫩的根据他的旨意在你里面做工。
He will begin to take away anything in you that is not of Christ.
他就开始在你里面除去那些一切不是出于他的。
And he will begin to add Christ to you.
他就开始把基督加添给你。
We do not know how many things that are holding us back from Christ.
我们都不知道我们里面有多少事情拦阻我们去得着基督。
We say we love the Lord.
我们说我们爱主。
But there are so many things that have precedence over Christ.
但是有多少事情在基督之前在我们身
上。So the Holy Spirit has to begin to work in your life.
所以圣灵就在你生命的里面开始做工。
He begins very softly.
他是非常柔软的工作。
Maybe in the very beginning.
可能在最开始的时候。
He will begin to touch something of your life.
他就在你生命的里面开始碰到一些事情。
Maybe you have the habit of exaggeration.
或者你喜欢夸张。
Maybe you have the habit of telling lies.
或者你经常说谎言。
But after you believe in the Lord Jesus,
但是当你信耶稣之后,
when you consecrate your life to the Lord,
当你把自己献给神的时候,
well, when you speak,
当你讲话的时候,
your old habit is there.
你的旧习惯还在。
So you begin to speak exaggeratedly and incorrectly.
所以你就在那里夸张，讲一些不准确的话。
And even you tell some white lies.
甚至你说一些不伤大雅的谎言。
Now what will happen?
那什么事情发生呢？
Before you believe in the Lord Jesus,
当你信主以前，
when you did that, you felt good about it.
你以前越说这种话，你里面就越高兴。
But now,
但现在呢？
When you do it,
当你这样在做的时候，
somehow you feel uncomfortable.
你里面就觉得不舒服。
Can I say that?
我能够说这些话吗？
Can a Christian say that?
基督徒应该 这样说吗？
You have to confess your sin.
你要认罪。
Before there is peace in you.
然后你才能够再有平安。
Maybe you love something.
可能你爱一些的东西。
Or maybe a small thing.
可能很小的事情。
But this is something that really you love.
而这实在是你所爱的。
You love the world.
你爱世界。
You love the things of the world.
你爱这个世界上的东西。
But the Holy Spirit began to work in you.
圣灵就开始在你里面动工。
And your spirit began to be exercised.
那你的灵就开始操练。
The Lord said,
主说，
Can you give this up for me?
你可以为了我放下这些吗？
Did you have such experience?
你有没有这样的经历？
You have a habit.
你有一个习惯。
And the Holy Spirit began to touch your old habit.
圣灵就开始摸到你这些的旧习惯。
Oh, maybe you like to sleep late.
有的时候你喜欢睡懒觉。
And the Holy Spirit began to speak to you and said, you should get up a little earlier.
圣灵在你里面说，你应该早一点起来吧。
To commune with me.
与我有交通。
To read your Bible.
读你的圣经。
And to pray.
去祷告。
Did you struggle over it?
你有没有挣扎呢？
Thank God.
感谢神。
By the grace of God, you overcomes it.
因着神的恩典，你得胜了。
And you're able to get up a little earlier and spend some more time with the Lord.
你能够早一点起来，与主有交通。
And your old habit began to drop off.
你的旧习惯开始的去掉了。
And a new habit began to grow in your life.
一个新的习惯在你生命里面开展。
But you need to be exercised.
但是你需要来操练。
You struggle over it.
你要挣扎胜过它。
You pray over it.
你要记得祷告胜过它。
You tried, you failed, and by the grace of God, you succeed.
有的时候你尝试你失败，但是借着神的恩典你行了。
So you find the Holy Spirit is touching the things outside.
所以你看圣灵就在碰这些外面的东西。
And gradually he will even touch your thought life.
渐渐的他会碰到你心思里面的东西。
He will begin to clear up your thinking.
就开始叫你的心思能够被洁净。
Instead of thinking things below, you begin to think things above.
叫你不再思念地上的事，而思念天上的事。
He began to touch your emotion.
这就开始来碰到你的情感。
Your love.
你的爱。
You think that you love the Lord.
你以为你爱主。
But you find that you love somebody else more than the Lord.
但你发现你爱别人比爱主更多。
And the Lord began to say, do you really love me more than these?
主就会问你，你爱我比这些更多吗？
And you struggle.
你挣扎。
Your spirit seems to be an exercise.
你的灵在里面操练了。
And finally, the Lord gets you over.
然后主得胜了。
And said, Lord, I'm willing to give this up.
主啊，我愿意为你放下这些。
You are my love.
你是我的最爱。
The Lord began to touch your will.
所以主就开始来碰到你的意志。
You have your opinion.
你有你的意见。
You have your idea.
你有你的意思。
You have your plan.
你有你的计划。
And the Lord began to touch you.
主就开始摸着你。
And how you struggle.
你如何的挣扎呢？
Until your consecration becomes real.
直到你的奉献成为真实。
So you find that the Spirit of God as your coach, He will exercise your spirit.
圣灵就成为你的教练，来带着你操练你的灵。
Deliver you, not only from the world, but deliver you from your soul.
救你不单只脱离这个世界，也救你脱离你自己的魂。
Until the Lord came in such a way that after crisis over crisis, you come to that point that you're really absolutely surrender to him.
直到经过很多的事情发生，许多的危机，你来到一个地步，完全的降服在主权底下。
That is a trying time.
这是一个试炼的日子。
That is what we call growing pain.
这就是说成长的痛苦。
That is the way that we grow spiritually through spiritual exercise.
这就是叫我们属灵生命的成长借着属灵的操练。
And after one day,
直到有一天,
there seems to be a climax.
好像有这样的环境。
And when you get through that climax,
当你越过了那个高峰
，then you enter into the third stage，
你就进到三个阶段。
And the third stage is a consecrated life。
第三个阶段乃是一个奉献的生活。
Now your life is a consecrated life。
现在你的生活乃是一个奉献了的生活。
That is to say, now you really live.
现在你才真的为主而活。
Now you are willing to follow him all the way.
现在你才愿意一直的跟从他。
It doesn't mean that from now on there will be no testing.
不是说从现在开始就没有试探了。
There will be no temptation.
就是再没有试探了。
No.
不是。
It simply means you have got over.And it becomes easy or easier for you to submit yourself.
也就是说现在你学到了比较容易顺服在主的跟前。
And your life now is a consecrated life.
你的生活现在是一个奉献了的生活。
Let me tell you a story.
让我告诉你们一个故事。
To illustrate this.
来说明这个点。
I think probably you have heard of the Cambridge Seven.
你们可能听过剑桥七杰。
There was one time when seven graduates of Cambridge University came to China as missionaries.
那个时候有七位剑桥大学毕业的到中国做宣教士。
And one of them was C.T. Studd.
有一位叫做史达德。
And C.T. Studd was well known in England.
史达德在英国是很出名的。
Because he was the best cricketer in England.
因为他在英国是打曲棍球最出名的。
So everybody knows about him.
所以大家都知道他。
And his father was a millionaire.
他的父亲是百万富翁。
And he inherited lots of money.
他得到很大的遗产。
But through D.L. Moody, he came to the Lord.
因着穆迪传福音，他信主啊。
And he felt the Lord call him to China.
他感觉主呼召他到中国。
But before he came to China,
但他来中国以前
he first traveled through the three isles of Great Britain.
所以他就在英伦三岛来旅游，来走不遍。
One day he was in Edinburgh.
有一天他在爱丁堡。
And he was to speak in a big church in Edinburgh.
他在爱丁堡一个很大的教堂讲道。
And the pastor of that church is F.B. Meyer.
那个教堂的传道人是迈尔弟兄。
And now many knows the name of F.B. Meyer.
所以现在很多人都认识迈尔这个人。
He wrote many, many books.
他写了许多的书。
And his English is so good.
他的英文实在是很
漂亮。When you read his writing,
当你在读他的写作的时候
，If he writes about river, you hear the water flowing.
当他在讲河水的时候，你会听到流水的声音。
He was a brilliant young man.
他实在是一个非常有才华的年轻人。
And he was very successful as a pastor of that big church.
他在那个大教堂里面一个很成功的牧师。
C.T. Studd came.
史达德弟兄来了。
And stayed.With him.
住在他家。
Early in the morning.
早上起来。
That was in November.
那是11月。
You know, in Edinburgh, November is very cold and chilly.
你知道爱丁堡十一月已经很冷了。
And early in the morning, he saw that Sitista's room has light.
他早上就发现史达德那个房间里面灯已经亮了。
And as the host, he was concerned.
那这个主人他就觉得，哎呀，有什么事情发生了？
He wondered if something happened.
他以为他有什么事情发生。
But out of courtesy, he felt he shouldn't go and knock the door so early.
但是他觉得不应该那么早来敲门。
So he waited and waited.
所以他等了很久。
But the light was still on.
但这个灯还是着的。
And finally he could not contain himself.
所以他就忍不住了。
So he knocked the door.
所以他敲门。
And heard a voice, come in.
就听里面说，请进。
He went in.
他进来了
，and saw Sitista sitting there.
他就看到史达德坐在那里
，wrap himself up with the rug.
用毛毯来包着身
，and the light was on.
哦，点着灯。
So every mile is a mile. You're early.
哦，这个迈尔弟兄说你这么早就起来了。
And Sitista said,
史达德说
，I love the Lord.
我爱我的主。
I love His word.
我爱他的话。
I'm searching his word for his command.
我在他的话里面寻找他的教训。
That I may obey.
叫我寻找那些教训来遵行。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
when we search the scripture,
当我们在那里读主的话
what are we looking for?
我们在寻找什么
we look for promise.
我们在寻找神的应许。
We avoid all the commands.
我们避免那些的那些的教训。
And we may be so lazy.
我们可能很懒惰。
We don't know where the promises are.
我们知道那些不知道那个应许在哪里。
So we have the promise box.
所以我们有一个这个叫做应许之箱。
So we just pick up one card.
所以我们在
那个 have the promise for the day.
应许之箱里面拿出一个条子，那里就一句神的应许。
Now does it mean we love the Lord?
这样说明我们爱主吗
？But here was a person.
在这里有一位。
He searched the scripture for God's command.
他在那里寻找神的话，寻找神的命令。
That he may follow.
叫他能够去遵行。
So that touched Maya.Deeply.
这实在很深的摸着迈尔。
So Meyer said.
所以迈尔就说
，I want what you have.
我要你所有的。
And Sitista said.
史达德就说
，Have you consecrated yourself?
你奉献了吗
？Telling a pastor, have you consecrated yourself?
问一个传道人说你奉献了没有？
Of course.
当然了。
Meyer said, I have consecrated myself to the Lord.
我已经把自己奉献给神了。
Sitista said, no.
史达特说
Have you put your whole life, everything in your life, one by one, handed over to God?
你要把你生命里面每一件事情一样一样的交给神
Not just generally
不是很笼统的
But everything in your life hand it over to the Lord
你把你生命里面的每一件事都交给神
Well, she said, I haven't done that
他说我还没有做
Do it
去做
So after Maya beganWith the Lord. Numbering everything in his life and pass it on to the Lord.
所以迈尔就开始数算他生命里面的一件一件的事完全的交给主。
But there is one thing.
但是有一件事
he couldn't give to the Lord.
他不愿意交给主。
And he said,
他说
the Lord came to him.
主来到他的跟前。
So he put a bundle of keys.
所以他就把许多的钥匙
to the Lord.
交给主啊。
The keys to his life.
他生命里面的那些的钥匙。
For every room of his life.
是他生命里面每一个房间。
But he keep a small key behind.
但他留下了一条小钥匙。
The Lord said no.
主说，你不可以留下。
Happy Meyer said.
迈尔说。
If you allow me to keep this small key.
如果你允许你叫你允许我来仍然有这条钥匙。
I promise you, I will do more for you.
我就答应你，我为你更多的摆上。
The Lord said no.
主说不要。
And the Lord began to turn away.
主就开始好像走开了。
Abimael was in desperation.
迈尔着急了。
So he cried out.
他就喊出来。
Make me willing to be willing.
主啊，我不愿意，你叫我愿意。
And on that word, the Lord turned back and took the whole bundle with that small key away.
主听到他这样的祷告，就拿了他所有的钥匙，包括那条小钥匙走。
And take some time to open every room.
主就用时间来打开他心中的每一个房间
Every room.
每一个小房间
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
After that,
从此以后
He was greatly used by the Lord.
迈尔就大大的被主使用
So here you find
所以在这里看到
Consecration is not just once forever.
奉献不是一次就了结了。
Consecration is a door with a way.
奉献乃是一个门，后面还有一条路。
It is a way that we have to walk throughout our life.
这条是我们一生要走的道路。
Not until we come to live a consecrated life.You have real consecration.
直到我们能够活出一个奉献的生活，我们才真正的奉献了。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
this is our first spiritual exercise.
这是我们头一个属灵的操练。
We have to exercise our spirit daily concerning this matter of consecration.
我们每天都要在奉献的这件事情上来操练。
That's the reason why you find the fire of the burnt offering never goes out.
这就是你看到燔祭坛的火是永远不熄灭的。
The fire is burning day and night.
燔祭坛的火是日夜的在燃烧。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
let's begin our exercise.
让我们开始我们的操练。
Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的引导。
Don't try to do it all by yourself.
不要你自己靠自己来做。
We will talk about it later on.
我们会晚一点再讲。
But be under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
要活在圣灵的指导底下。
And then you will discover.
然后你就发现
What our Lord Jesus said
我们的主所说的
I come to give life and life more abundant
我来是要叫你们得生命并且得得更丰盛
So may the Lord lead us in this spiritual exercise
求主带领我们进入这样属灵的操练
Dear Lord we commitThy word into thy hand.
亲爱的主，我们把你的话交在你的手中。
And trust thy Holy Spirit.
我们
to make it real to every one of us.
我们交在圣灵的手里，把这些的话变为真实。
That Christ may be all and all in us.
叫基督在我们身上成为一切，也充满我们。
We ask in thy name.
我们奉主。的名祷告 Amen.